Texte numéro 20. Coming to an office near you. Innovation, the elixir of progress, has always cost people their jobs. Over the past 30 years, the digital revolution has displaced many of the mid-skill jobs that formed 20th century middle-class life. Typists, ticket agents, bank tellers, and many production line jobs have been dispensed with, just as the weavers were. For those, including this newspaper, who believe that technological progress has made the world a better place, such change is a natural part of rising prosperity. Although innovation kills some jobs, it creates new and better ones, as a more productive society becomes richer and its wealthier inhabitants demand more goods and services. 100 years ago, 1 in 3 American workers was employed on a farm. Today, less than 2% of them produce far more food. Optimism remains the right starting point, but for workers, the dislocating effects of technology may make themselves evident faster than its benefits. Even if new jobs and wonderful products emerge, in the short term, income gaps will widen, causing huge social dislocation and perhaps even changing politics. Technology's impact will feel like a tornado, hitting the rich world first, but eventually sweeping through poorer countries too. No government is prepared for it. Why be worried? It's partly just a matter of history repeating itself. The main way in which governments can help their people through this dislocation is through education systems. One of the reasons for the improvement in workers' fortunes in the latter part of the Industrial Revolution was because schools were built to educate them, a dramatic change at the time. Now those schools themselves need to be changed in order to foster the creativity that humans will need to differentiate them from computers. There should be less rote learning and more critical thinking. The definition of a state education may also change. Far more money should be spent on preschooling, since the cognitive abilities and social skills that children learn in their first few years define much of their future potential. And adults will need continuous education. State education may well involve a year of study to be taken later in life, perhaps in stages. Innovation has brought great benefits to humanity. Nobody in their right mind would want to return to the world of handloom weavers. But the benefits of technological progress are unevenly distributed, especially in the early stages of each new wave, and it is up to governments to spread them. In the 19th century, it took the threat of revolution to bring about progressive reforms. Today's governments would do well to start making the changes needed before their people get angry. Adapted from The Economist, January 2014.